Once upon a time, in a land far away, there was a dragon named Sparkle who was super friendly. This dragon had shiny blue scales and a glittery purple mane. Every year on his birthday, Sparkle threw a big party and invited all the animals in the forest, no matter if they could fly or not. But this year, something odd happened. The whole forest was talking about how Sparkle had somehow lost his voice. As his birthday got closer, Sparkle started to worry a lot. He was thinking, "How can I tell everyone about the party if I can't talk?" But Sparkle didn't let this problem ruin his party plans. He came up with a magical idea. He made magical cards that had his birthday message on them and flew around the forest, dropping them at every animal's house. The cards fell slowly to the ground, and all the animals found an invite right outside their doors when they woke up. The animals were super excited when they got the invites. They all thought it was funny that Sparkle couldn't talk but still invited them. They knew his parties were the best, with fun games, awesome music, and really good food. So, when the day came, the forest was filled with excitement. The animals gathered around Sparkle, who had learned sign language to communicate with them during the party. The party started with everyone surprised when Sparkle accidentally breathed out a little flame while trying to fill balloons, making everyone jump. But this just made everyone laugh and showed them that Sparkle's party was going to be great even without his voice. The animals played fun games, danced to lively songs, and ate lots of tasty treats, including a huge pile of ice cream sundaes just for Sparkle. He was so happy to see everyone having fun, even though he couldn't speak. As the party ended, Sparkle realized that birthdays are really about making others happy. He finished the night with a beautiful fireworks show, showing his thanks. Although he got his voice back the next day, Sparkle never forgot what made his birthday special: laughter, friendship, and thinking of clever ways to solve problems.